A 10-year-old boy has died in the Tamworth Base Hospital after being hit on the head with a cricket ball. The boy, Trevor John Atkinson of Barbara near Tamworth, was struck on the forehead by a ball bowled by a friend. He was taken to hospital after complaining of headaches but died this afternoon. That should read, yesterday afternoon. An identification process that could rival human fingerprinting is being developed for horses. A Washington State University scientist says we use a patch of unruly hair on the horse's forehead called the frontal hair, and preliminary work at the WSU indicates no two horses have exactly the same frontal hair. News time is 5 minutes after four. The weather, mild to warm and humid, winds light to moderate, north to northeasterly.
We'll see how things go in about 25 minutes' time when the game starts. And, of course, later on in the afternoon, Johnny Brennan will be at Brookvale Oval to bring you the game there between Balmain and Manly Warringah. This is Frank Hyde at Carlow Park, Hagelwood.
Today, Derek Underwood claimed the following wickets. McCosker for 35, Redpath 21, Ian Chappell no score, Greg Chappell 5, Rod Marsh 6 and Walters 55. Play will resume tomorrow. For a direct report on the latest happenings at the Sunbury Rock Festival near Melbourne, it's over to Ronnie Sparks.
Day 3 of the Sunbury Rock Festival down here. There was sort of day 1, that was Friday night, now day 2, Saturday, and now day 3, Sunday. Shit, I'm not getting the door. Here I go.
We'll just go on with this. Today, of course, as you know, at the Sunbury Festival has been Australians Day at the Sunbury Festival near Melbourne, with many of the country's top rock bands playing to 25,000 fans. Among today's lineup were Skyhooks, Billy Thorpe, Sherbet, Daddy Cool, Linda George and Ayers Rock.
Well, the firemen have just brought under control a huge blaze out here in Camperdown. Flames were leaping out of the factory, and it looks as though firemen are losing... Flames leaping out of the building. When I arrived at the scene, flames were leaping out of the factory, and it looked as though firemen were fighting a losing battle. The fire in the Firestone tyre at the Firestone tyre factory a short time ago, the side wall collapsed, exposing thousands really of tyres burning in this great blaze out here in Camperdown. Firemen are still trying to put it out, but they're getting things under control now. From the scene here in Camperdown at the Firestone Tyre Factory, Warwick Rankin for 2SM.
Coaching scheme and an award and encouragement scheme as well. And finally, a mystery mummy discovered in a mass tomb of Egyptian kings and queens nearly a century ago has been identified as Tutankhamun's grandfather. Part of the fabulous treasure from Tutankhamun's tomb is on tour at America at the moment, and scientists at the Michigan University were responsible for the identification of the mummies. They ran many tests, including a match on hair from both mummies with hair in a locket in Tutankhamun's tomb. Let's see if the dummy can tell the time properly. It's 10:03.
Boxing, and Ken Norton is favoured to defeat fellow American Jimmy Young in a World Heavyweight Elimination Contest in Las Vegas today. The fight may turn out to be for the heavyweight title itself. The president of the World Boxing Council says champion Muhammad Ali must agree to fight the winner within 6 months or be stripped of his title.
We're standing outside the door. Next minute, the man come rushing through, shoved me in the back. Went out toward the gutter, and I screamed.
What did you say?
Shit!
No, I can't put that on there.
I know, I realize.
Can we have that again?
At the Kewensburg Street store, the Bob Jane tire is more money for less value.
The greater
money
you spend.
You got back to that front, Donnie. More miles for less money. 809, where the music really is.
Pretty hard too.
Yeah, pretty hard, and I got the blame, you know.
Did you?
Bad luck.
Well,
was anyone with you?
No, I was sitting on my own.
Mind you, get
that. Is anybody hurt there?
Beg your pardon. Put that in your ass.
You rude old man.
I am a rude old man because you are an inquisitive old bastard.
Would you say that again? I don't think anyone heard you.
Well, I'm just telling you now.
Try again, will you?
No. Don't get fucked.
I'll punch you right up the fucking arse.
You will, will you?
Yeah.
I'll just give you a backhander in front of these people to let you know if you want to.
Would you?
My word, I would.
You do all you want. Yeah, I'd just come around the corner.
In the United States, for 8 years now, Robeson has been denied the right of a passport. He could not leave the country. He was as much prevented from fulfilling professional engagements abroad as though he were living from behind the Iron Curtain. Stop the tape here a second, will you? And throw these little bastards out.
When we get into the realm of tickets and such like, the figures become truly astronomical. Astronomical.
Well, the blaze is still fierce in many places, and as a result of this fire, two factories have been gutted and one homely left famless.
Traffic control!
Now, cut to.
Located on the Iron Bridge, which is without doubt the fastest run into town from the west. Broadway is second choice.
From the dogs this afternoon at Richmond, race one went to Cara Look, Martini's Colours second, and Rose Bower third. And guards try to take my ice cream.
So how do you feel about the fact that the Beagles have been awarded the OBE merit badge? You feel they should be awarded?
No.
Why?
Why?
All dead loss.
And now let's have a call from 3DB. Our 11 o'clock call is for W.R. Twit of 10 Will Street, Glen Iris. And there's $4 waiting for you. W.R. Twit. Glen Iris. This is the Herald Sun Radio News, London. Britain's strike by merchant seamen began this morning. The strike over pay and conditions has no time limit. 2,500 ships are tied up and ports will be choked with idle vessels. The effect of any long strike on Britain's overseas trade is causing concern. In Canberra, government circles say the strike may cause a last-minute cut in Australia's export check by holding up consignments. Pardon me. Canberra, a Department of External Affairs officer, has died in Jakarta after a brief illness. He was Mr. Bernard Patrick Alexander Murphy, a member of the Communications and Courier staff. Mr. Murphy, age 54, is on a routine call to Jakarta. Melbourne, the nationwide Equal Pay Week, organised by the ACTU. Open today. Union officials will address dozens of lunchtime meetings throughout Victoria this week for introduction of equal pay. Sydney, New South Wales. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. New South Wales will make an urgent appeal next month for federal aid to meet a drastic deterioration in finances facing it in the coming financial year. Yeah. Let's have the weather. In Melbourne, fine and cool, with some cloudy periods and light southerly winds. Expected top temperature 60 degrees.
And conditions at this stage point to a rough trip. The Sydney Weather Bureau has forecast 20 to 25 knot winds from the southeast on the harbour with a swell.
In an interview with a Macquarie News reporter, Mr. Carter paid tribute to Mr. Faulkner in these words.
Well, not entirely unexpected because we knew that he...
Mr. Kennedy said the three men were arrested as they were preparing to flee the country. This news comes to you from the ABC.
For Christ's sake, shut up!
An Australian Boer War officer shot by a British firing squad.
The United States intends to increase bombing of North Vietnam supply routes to the south. The United States proposes to increase its bombing of North Vietnam. The American Defense Secretary, Mr. McNamara, told newsmen in Washington last night that there would be increasing emphasis on the bombing of infiltration routes in the north. The American commander in South Vietnam, General Westmoreland, said early this week that the bombing so far had failed to stop daily reinforcement of North Vietnamese units in the south.
A black power demonstrator was fined nearly $50 in London yesterday for two pig-like grunts he made in the face of a police officer. The court was told that Tony Thomas has been in a crowd of about 50 seeking the release of three prisoners from a police station. The demonstrators had been shouting, "Open up the pigsty." Chief Inspector Boothby then gave his version to the court of the incident involving Thomas. He said, "Thomas put his face close to mine and said, oink, oink." Thomas was found guilty of using threatening behavior. Here is the news from the ABC, read by John Chance. The items include GMH strike in Victoria to go on, New Zealand troops pursuing Indonesians after a new cache in Malaya, £1 million surplus for the Queen on her way to Quebec and Princess Marina on her way home, and higher speed limits in order for transport vehicles. The strike at the Melbourne plant of General Motors Holdens is to go on, and there will be further stand-downs in other states. Representatives of the company and the ACTU conferred in Melbourne this afternoon, but GMH says that in no circumstances will it grant a claim for an increase of £3 a week for its Victorian employees, and the negotiations broke down. About 8,000 production workers and businessmen in Melbourne have been on strike for 6 days, and as a result, the company has stood down about 1,000 of its men at its plants in South Australia. The Commonwealth Industrial Court yesterday ordered the Fisherman's Bend men to go back to work and inserted a ban clause in the awards of the 15 federal unions concerned. They were instructed not to take part in any strike for 1 year. The ACTU approached the GMH management for the roundtable conference following talks this morning between the ACTU and the unions involved. After the breakdown of the conference, a GMH spokesman said that continuance of the strike would mean the standing down of many thousands of workers at Pagewood, New South Wales, and at Birkenhead and Woodville, South Australia.
This is Station 2SM Sydney. The time is 8:31. Once again, 2SM is proud to present another stories in the... another story in the series Family Theatre.
What a glorious day. A splendid spectacle. Just picture the crews carrying their shells. Fun outdoor tubs, beautifully built. Oh, you should see their darling little cocks.
Little what?
We'll be returning to the Queen's Regatta shortly.
As the ball goes out now, out it goes to John Stopford. As Stopford runs to Irvine, brushes off Irvine, runs to Barnes. Barnes hangs on to him, balls and all.
It's 5:30 in Melbourne. Barry Goodyear for 3SZ News. The ACTU case for equal pay for women is likely to go before the Arbitration Commission later this year. The ACTU executive today discussed the plans for the case in Adelaide. The ACTU president, Mr. Hogg, said the case is likely to go before the Arbitration Commission later this year. Mr. Hawke says the executive is expected to formulate a new approach to the question, planning a campaign aimed at the securing of equal pay for equal women employed under important classifications. A man who said he wanted to kill himself stole a plane at gunpoint today at Gastonia Airport at North Carolina, crashed it, then walked back and took another plane and wrecked that one too. Then police overpowered him. An off-duty detective said that the rifle the man was carrying out of his hands was hauled away uninjured when he emerged from the wreckage of his second suicide attempt. The man earlier had told the airport manager, Dick Campbell, that he wanted to give himself a plane, and when Campbell asked if he was joking, the man fired a shot over his head. The man said he wanted to fly a plane over a place called Indian Trail, and then later he killed himself. The Minister for Trade and Industry, Mr. Anthony, has attacked as deplorable and disgraceful a Labour Party suggestion that the Tariff Board should consider price policies when conducting inquiries into an industry. Mr. Anthony said the ALP intended to approach tariff protection by using a policy of what he termed the carrot and the stick. He was replying to Dr. D.N. Elvington, ALP in Queensland, who asked if Mr. Anthony agreed with the opposition's proposal that the board should include recommendations that prices and price policy from the protected industry. Mr. Anthony said the board now believed that it was only natural that the prices and the profitability of a board should be taken into account. 3 years ahead, Newsport, 3:00 time, 3:02.
You don't even think about your old fridge until it conks out.
It's fairly short. What are you calling him, Shalamanov? Is that sound all right?
Shalamanov, I actually was calling him, mate.
What? Shalamanov. Shalamanov.
Shalamanov, does that sound right? Shalamanov.
Yeah, better write it down, mate. How do you say that?
Sorry, mate?
How are you calling him?
Who, Shalamanov?
Shalamanov.
Shalamanov, yeah.
Shalamanov, okay. 3, 2, and 1. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community here in Melbourne saying... take two. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community here in Melbourne say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov plans to... We'll take it again. Shalamanov, is it?
Shalamanov.
Shalamanov, hang on. Okay, 3, 2, and 1. Shalamanov. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community here in Melbourne say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov. 3, 2, and 1. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov. Can't get it now. Hang on. Okay, let's try this way. Shalamanov. Missing weightlifter. Hang on. 3, 2, and 1. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov. Take 4. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov. I have to take it again. Hang on, sorry.
Call him Smith, mate.
Hey?
Yeah. Call him Smith.
I've got this metal block now because it's spelled Shalamanov. 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 Okay, take 99. We'll try and get this one, mate. Shalamanov. Shalamanov. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community here in Melbourne say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov plans to... And we'll take it again. Take 100. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community here in Melbourne say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov... Can't get it, mate. Take 101. Members of the Bulgarian Turkish community here in Melbourne say missing weightlifter Yuam Shalamanov... Sorry, mate.
Hyde Park Square, see you there.
Girls, what about these pre-Christmas specials from the Murder Coiffure Salon? Girls, what about these pre-Christmas specials from the Murder Coiffure Hair Salon in the Hyde Park...
Hyde Park Square, see you there.
Hyde Park Square,
see you there. Hyde Park Square, see you there.
What about stamps for Christmas at South... Amazing.
Hyde Park Square, see you there.
How about a Parker pen for Christmas from East News Agency?
See you there.
What's that to say?
Phony cake, you tell us the time and tell us the place with a beautiful cake and a song she'll arrive.
Phony cake, it's the exciting new idea guarantee. I can't read this. Think pink this summer for protection against sunburnt noses when you're at the beach, swimming pool, or... Think pink this summer for protection against sunburnt noses when you're at the beach, swimming pool... Think pink this summer for protection against sunburn. For protection from the sun's harmful ultraviolet rays and to avoid burnt and peeling noses, use pink zinc. Pink zinc is a firmer zinc cream, not...
Frank Hyde for Peter Warren Fairfield. Right now, Ford are offering two-door escorts for $4,699. You think that's good? Well, Peter Warren Fairfield go one better. They're offering a four... They're offering four... It's funny, that's hard to say. They're
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Opposition leader John Mason says the confrontation is a direct result of the government riding roughshod over local residents. I'll do that again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Opposition leader John Mason says the confrontation is a direct result of the government riding roughshod I still can't say it, can I? Riding roughshod, not roading. 5-4-3-2-1. Opposition leader John Mason says the confrontation is a direct result of the government riding roughshod. I still can't say it. I can't damn well say it. Riding roughshod. You don't mind me doing this, do you? 5-4-3-2-1. Opposition leader John Mason says the confrontation is a direct result of the government riding roughshod. I can't say it. Excuse me while I practice this.
Riding roughshod.
Yes, I know, but I can't say it. Riding roughshod. Just a moment while I separate all this. Riding roughshod. Riding roughshod.
You're right to go?
I think I've got it this time, yes. 5-4-3-2-1. Opposition leader John Mason says the confrontation is a direct result of the government riding roughshod over local residents.
A consortium led by Comalco is to pour $1 billion into doubling the size of the Gladstone aluminium smelter project on the central Queensland coast.
Police say a trailer with an army tank on board left to the prime mover. Apparently the prime mover kept going up the hill and the trailer went backwards, killing a car behind and its driver, a 71-year-old man, instantly. Heavy equipment is being moved up the road to the accident scene, and the highway will have to be closed once it arrives. Federal Administration Services Minister John McClay has ordered an investigation into the letting of a $440,000 contract by the Department of Defence to a firm base in Wodonga in Victoria. The contract for repair work on the Benidian Army Base near Albury Wodonga was let through public tender to Bernardia Engineering. The two-year contract was given to Bandania as the lowest tenderer.
When you feel the city's cement come closing in, make a move for the hills. Escape to the calm and peace of the country. But before you drop out, drop into any one of the
It's non-stop entertainment right through the week, and it's happening at the Sundowner Hotel in Punchbowl. Tonight and every Friday and Saturday night, the doors stay open till 3 a.m. with live stage shows.
Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in Post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with a difference. They're joined by the head. Amazing picture. They're joined by the head. He bites sharks' heads off with his bow and arrow. Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in Post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with a difference. They're joined by the head.
I don't believe that. This is a con. This is a stand-up, isn't it? It's not. Are they really running the story? Unbelievable. I don't think I can read this, Jackie. I really don't. Australasian Post, the mag with the most.
Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in Post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with...
Where's Gracie? Gracie can read this. This is the last try, okay? If I don't do it now, you'll have to get someone else to read it.
Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in Post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with a difference. They're joined by the head.
I'm sorry. I just can't do it. Turn the tape off. I guess they've got to get ahead in the world.
Yes, yes, friends, they're joined by the head. Australasian Post, the mag with the most.
Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with a difference. They're joined by the head. Amazing.
I'm sorry. I give up. Every time I say that line, they're joined by the head, I just crack up. It must be just the... that's some inflection I'm getting in my voice. It's just, you know... It's just too melodramatic. I can't believe... It's not real. It can't be real. Is it real? It really is real. Well, that's a real pity, but... I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at people's misfortunes, but... It's just... I'm laughing at myself, really, at the way I'm reading it, more than anything else. I'll try once more. Okay, Jackie, here we go with that amazing two-faced ad. All in the post. Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with a difference. They're joined by the head. Amazing pictures in post. Read about a Tylus Boxtus. Sorry, I started to laugh. Australasian Post, the mag with the most. Terry Barker is a fisherman with courage. He hunts sharks with a bow and arrow. Get the full story in post. Yvonne and Yvette are twins with a difference. They're joined by the head. Amazing pictures in post. See pictures of Bo Derek's saucy new movie.